Okay, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do car reviews as well. So we shift gears and do a little bit of drive radio along with Rush to Reason. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, Drew. So quick setup. One of my most favorite vehicle types, not vehicles necessarily, vehicle types. Now, it's one that I'm not sure I'll ever own, but that's more because of personal preferences of certain someone, and you'll know what I mean when I say this, Dad. But that is the 2026 Toyota Sienna. This is the woodland trim level. Okay. And yes, Dad, that is a minivan, right? It's Toyota's minivan. You and I sort of have a personal affinity for minivans just because they are so utilitarian, right?
They are.
They work. I have put some people in it over the week, Dad, that you wouldn't think would like and whatever it is. And the first comments are, "Wow, this is nice." And there's so much room, and there's so many cup holders. And I know that, you know, in your stage of life, you don't necessarily need that. But there was a time in which you did need the extra cup holders, and you needed the extra seats. And I know you weren't quite the minivan type, but however, they've also improved over the years dramatically, folks. So I will say that to start off, Dad, if you have not been in a minivan in a while, I don't care who the manufacturer is, and you're in that market, right? You need the space, you need the extra room. Maybe you're thinking about it, whether it's grandkids or your own kids or nieces and nephews or a soccer team, whatever it might be. I highly encourage you to go check them out, especially this model from Toyota, Dad. So it's got an electric on-demand all-wheel drive that comes standard on this Woodland Edition. It's got 3,500 pounds of towing. Not saying you're going to do that. I mentioned the electric, Dad. All Siennas, I believe, come as a hybrid, which, okay, you're going to say, okay, Richard, Dad, you can get 600 miles on a tank of fuel in this hybrid because of how it drives. And I am not going to question that. I went all the way from, you know, where I live, kind of on the north side of Denver, to and from work. I went to Colorado Springs, came back up, had to go all the way out by the airport during those rainstorms last week that we had. I went everywhere, and I did not touch a gas station the entire time.
Wow.
So I would highly encourage folks to check that out. I would venture to guess, depending on you drive, absolutely 600 miles of range. Mention the all-wheel drive, Dad, which is great here in Colorado. I do love that. Believe it or not, Dad, the Woodland Edition gives you a standard lift kit on a minivan.
Wow, that's cool.
Now, it's nothing great, right? I think it's a 0.6-inch factory lift kit, right? So we're talking about a half an inch. But it's still something that gives you a little bit more clearance, Dad, and especially here in Colorado, mainly for wintry conditions, right? It's nice to have that extra little bit of clearance, depending on what the obstacles are in front of you. Seven passenger configuration with second row captain's chairs. The seats, both captain's chairs slide forward. The third row has the latch system in it, so you know those little metal bars that kind of stick out from the back of the seat, Dad. You can actually put so full car seats and such in the back. And some of you folks are wondering, Richard, what are you talking about? For parents out there, you know exactly what I'm saying, which is it's nicer to be able to put the car seats in the back. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about, you know, strapping it down with the seatbelts or anything like that, which is a great feature. The captain's chairs, I mentioned, they slide, Dad. They slide 25 inches either forwards or backwards, which is nice. They're not removable, which other manufacturers do have removable captain's chairs, but I don't think that's necessarily a big deal. 33.8 cubic feet, Dad, behind the third row of cargo space, 101 cubic feet with the third row folded flat onto the floor. It also gives you a 1,500-watt power inverter, Dad, with two AC outlets. And I will say for this, I had to go do some stuff for work. I actually had to go get a drill from Home Depot, charge the drill on the way to our stop. Sometimes, Dad, in these power inverters in these vehicles, they don't really like to work, right? They like to say that they work, but then when you actually plug something into them, you're basically plugging an additional phone charger into them, right? That's about it. Not the case here. I plugged a full-fledged 18-volt battery into this thing, or a 20-volt battery, the bigger ones. It worked really, really well. It charged it right up, had no issues. It's got sunshades in the back. It's got tri-zone climate control. This model only had heated seats as far as that goes. 12.3-inch multimedia screen, Dad, a 12-speaker JBL system. I think my only complaint on this car, Dad, it was noisy.
Okay.
Not saying that that's anything to be unexpected in a minivan, but we were on the highway, and obviously we went through some really heavy rain, so I'm not going to discount that. But it just was really noisy, especially when we were going through this rainstorm. Is it something that would prevent me from buying the car? Absolutely not. I just want to kind of point it out to folks as far as that goes. MSRP, Dad, starts this model right about $53,000. And as you know, with Toyota, they kind of do a one trim fits all, right? They don't necessarily allow a whole lot of variation between them, which is a really nice piece. But they've got the LE trim level, which you can get 8 seats. You can go up to the XLE, XSE, the Woodland, and they also have, obviously, kind of a limited. But, again, all of them are the same as far as the powertrain goes. Lots of room on the interior. And just overall, Dad, I think people will be surprised at kind of the quality of the minivans. Because I know, again, I guess you always kind of told me this, and you've always told me when we first started driving these things, minivans have improved a lot. And they've really stepped up their game over the years.
Yeah, they have. And by the way, the looks of them are way different than they used to be. They don't even look like, I mean, they look like a minivan still, but much, much sleeker than they've ever looked before.
They are much sleeker, Dad. And honestly, I think there's something about you get in a minivan and you kind of embrace it, right? You embrace that look of, you know what, I'm hauling people around. I want to do so in the most effortless way possible. And that is the only way I know how to describe it. With the minivan, you're not looking for an extra cup holder. You're not looking for an extra charging port. You're not looking for an extra seat, right? The extra room, that's just what it's made for, right? It's designed to do that. You put the wagon in the back for baseball games, for soccer games, put the tent in there, whatever you need to do. So I highly encourage people to check it out. If you've got multiple people in your family, whether it be multiple kids, adults, whatever it might be, you have the this gives you the ability to put them in there with ease, with comfort. So again, 2026 Toyota Sienna. This is the Woodland edition. Encourage folks to check it out. Head to the local Toyota dealer, test drive them, and when they do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.